All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants. That's Sir Bam Bam Mullins. Bam Bam, you know, I was reading stuff about you in your early years, and, you know, you and I have never talked about growing up around baseball, getting into the game, and the things you accomplished before becoming the big phenom for the New York Yankees. So let's go backwards. Tell me, growing up around baseball, how'd you get introduced to it?
Well, I was a soccer player. Naturally, my dad was a big soccer player in the island of Curacao. So I was the captain of the national team. So my brother and I have a brother a year and a half younger, started playing soccer naturally. And then when I was 9 years old, this was a couple years after we were playing soccer already, a teammate of mine said they're founding a new baseball little league team on our soccer field because there was no baseball fields. He says, you want to go for the tryout? They need like 50 or 60 kids. So we signed up, and I've never thrown or caught a ball before, and here we are in this field, on our soccer field, trying out for this new baseball team, and it was probably like 60 kids, and they needed to draw 14 out of the 60 to found the team. And Frank Curiel was, we can say, the guru of, or the grandfather of Little League Baseball back home, was the one that helped my coach at the time, Johnny, to pick the players. And here I was being picked as the last guy because I was long, I looked athletic, you know, I was fast. I could throw the ball hard. I couldn't hit or catch, but that's how I made it onto the baseball team. It was terrible the first year. In fact, the first game I played, you know, they always put the worst guys in right field. And sure enough, you had to get one at bat, and you had to play an inning in the field. That's the rules. They're still like that. So sure enough, I hit. Then they say, hey, you go play right field as the last inning. We're beating one of the best teams on the island. This new team has been this best team. They got two guys on base and two outs and the fly ball to right field, and I dropped it, and we lost 5-4. And you know, everybody's screaming at me, why? Stupid, you should have caught it. You'd make us lose the game. We would have beaten the best team. So that's how I got into baseball. And then after the game, I cried so bad. I told my dad I wasn't going to be this bad next year. So this year might be bad, but I worked my tail off over that off season. And the next year I was in the national team. So that's how much I improved in 1 year.
Wow, what a great story, Bam Bam Mullins. Of course, everyone has that great baseball story in there somewhere, and I think we just got yours. All right, what about getting a glove and a uniform? Did you have a glove?
No, I did not have a glove. I didn't have anything baseball-wise. I had all the soccer gear, but I didn't have any baseball gear. But at that time, you know, the team provided the gloves. So we went to the practice, and the team had 15 gloves, and that's how we all used the glove the team had for us. They had bats, they had all the equipment, the catching gear and the helmets and the baseballs and all of that. And eventually, you know, the following year, my dad went out and bought me a glove. And, you know, that's how I got my first glove. I was 10 years old when I got my first glove.
All right, so where is that glove now?
I have no idea. I think, you know, my dad saved a lot of stuff, so I'm sure it's in the, you know, in the barn somewhere in the backyard. But I don't know where it's at. I have my first Major League glove that I play with at home. I saved that throughout my career. You know, it's 26 years ago or something, but I've saved my the glove that I played my first Major League game in.
Wow, still looks like he can hit today. All right, so when does it come together for you? Of course, the next year you turn out that you're on the national team. Was there a professional player that you said, wow, this is a guy who could play back then?
No, I was the first Major League player from the island, so there was nobody ahead of me. There was a couple guys playing minor league baseball, a couple of older guys playing minor league baseball at that time. I started playing Little League, but they never made it to the big leagues. Back then, it was so hard for foreign players, especially guys from these small islands, to make it to the big leagues. It was less teams, so the talent was, I think, better back then than it is now, because it was the last team, so it was hard to get there. And then, you know, I progressed into being sought out by major league teams. You know, 4, 5, 6, 7 different teams came to my parents' house by the time I was 15 years old to see if I had any interest in being a professional player. Then, at the time, a guy named Sherwin Sanchez signed with the Orioles about 3 years before I signed. I signed in 85, so I think he signed like in 82. Became professional. He was in the 40-man roster with the Orioles, but never actually played in the major leagues. And then in 1989, after I signed in 85, I became the first major leaguer from the island. So that was quite a day, August 23rd of 1989.
Wow, what a story. All right, so now we're going back. You're 15 years old. And was there money involved? I mean, imagine your parents had to approve your getting signed. How old were you when you got signed?
I was 18 when I got signed. I just graduated from high school. I was going to go to Holland to study to become a PE teacher. And I had no interest in becoming a pro player. So we go to I was in the national team, men's league. So we go play in the Pan Am Games. And then after the Pan Am Games, I played really well in the Pan Am Games. Scouts came to the island again. My godfather at the time was a scout for the Yankees on the island. He says, hey, we have all these teams after you, but, you know, you got to go try out with my team first. So we flew, my dad and I and our player in the national team, flew to the Dominican Republic for a week of training in their academy. And Freddie Ferrara, who has a long history of signing major league players, he signed a bunch, he signed Roberto, he signed a lot of international players to become major leaguers. Vladimir Guerrero, all these guys. So he's the manager of one of the teams in winter ball at the time. And he's also taking a look at, you know, the academy. So he's there. It's raining for 4 days. We couldn't do anything. And then the fifth day, he says, hey, I want to see you do the drills, you know, run the 60 yards, you know, throw, hit. And then we'll play a scrimmage game. I want to see you hit third every inning. So we do that. I think I ran like a 6'7", 6'8", in the 60 yards. So it was pretty fast for my size. Threw the ball very fast. So I had a great arm. And then we played a game. First inning, I hit third. It was a guy in second. I got a base hit up the middle, RBI. Second time around, there's a guy in first. Hit a double off the center field wall. So I had two RBIs. I came around the scoreboard time. So 2 for 2, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. And then it rained again. So Freddie came down to the dugout. He says, where's your dad? I said, my dad is in the stands. He says, go get him. Come to my office. So I went and get my dad, went to his office. He says, I want to sign you right now. My dad said, well, we didn't come here to sign. We just came for these guys to get a taste of what professionalism is like. And, you know, he's in school. He's going to Europe. You know, he's on a national team. They're going to the World Cup next year, all this stuff. He says, well, you know, this might be your only opportunity to be a professional. It's very hard to sign back then, and I was already 18. So now they're signing kids at 16. So anyways, he says, okay, it's fine. You guys do some research. 11 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be at the Hotel Lena, room 324. If you want to sign it, you know, I'll be in the hotel room. So here we are calling people all over. My godfather was a scout of the Yankees. He says, hey, I need you on the national team, but, you know, that's a family decision. If you guys want to go for it, you know, you can go for it. And then we call in some other people. Everybody's passing the buck and not really telling me to sign or not sign. So, and then I told my dad, you know, this might be my only opportunity. But we got to get through mom. Mom says, no way. You're going to school, you're going to Europe, you're going to go, you're going to get your education. There's no way. So we call mom again. We're trying to convince her. She's not having it. So in the morning, it's about 10 o'clock. I said, Dad, let's drive to the hotel. And we'll try to convince mom, blah, blah. So sure enough, the last person we had to convince was mom. She said, okay, I'll support you 100%, whatever you do. I walked in. He says, I'm going to give you $12,500, which is the highest contract ever given by any player in the Caribbean at that time. In fact, there was an article about it in Baseball America a few years back, how now they're getting millions, and that was at the time the biggest contract in the Caribbean. So that's the story.
Wow, I love it. This is a great great baseball story, the hitting coach of the Giants, Bam Bam Mullins. We'll do more later, but you are going into the International League Hall of Fame this year, and we know, coming from this background, what an athlete you were, but you really made your mark in the minor leagues, and this is quite an honor for you.
Of course, you know, it's quite an honor. You know, anytime you go to any kind of Hall of Fame, I think something to be said about that. You know, I've played parts of 5 years in Columbus, Ohio, for the Columbus Clippers, which was the AAA team for the Yankees at that time. And I coached 4 years at Indianapolis for the Indians, which was the AAA team for the Pirates, which I was a hitting coach for 4 years there before I came to the Giants. So we do those two things combined. I was the MVP of the league in 1990. 1992, I led the league in home runs, RBIs at 100, I had 26 home runs. I scored 96 runs. And I led the league in all those departments. So I guess all those numbers accumulated to them electing me to the Hall of Fame late last year. And I had to pick a date because I'm working to do the ceremony. So it'll be Monday, June 6th. We have a game in St. Louis, which is close by, June 5th, which is Sunday. Monday we're off, so I'm going to fly to St. Louis in the morning and then do the ceremonies that night. They're going to fly my entire family in. It's an on-field event, so that's going to be great. The fans are going to get to see me again on the field. I played, you know, a lot of games there in Columbus.
I love it.
And ironically, the game is being played against the Indianapolis Indians, where I coached for 4 years. So it's a big family affair. But, you know, I'm really fortunate, and I thank the people that vote. I don't know how exactly they voted for me to get in, but there's two people getting in this year is myself and Charlie Montoya, who's the the Major League third base coach for the Tampa Bay Rays. He won 7 out of 8 championships when he was coaching the Durham Bulls, AAA team for the Tampa Bay. So his ceremony is separate because they're not off that day. And so mine is going to be June 6th in Columbus, Ohio, on the field right before the game.
What a thrill. We broke a story. Yeah. I didn't know this. Look, I grew up in Miami, you know that, as a young man. And we had the International League there. We had the Miami Marlins. I saw Satchel Paige pitch.
Bobby Ventura Stadium. Yeah, I remember.
Right on Northwest 12th Avenue and 24th Street. I spent many Sundays there and saw the Columbus Jets play there. Yeah. But a great history of the International League, and we'll sit down sometime and talk about it. What an honor. What a thrill. Very good for you. See? I'm glad we did this. I had no idea where the conversation was going, but what a story.
Well, you know, I don't like to brag. You know me. I do my stuff, and I work, and I go home. But I guess it hasn't been out there. I guess I have to tell the media that I'm not going to
brag.
Yes. That this is happening Monday the 6th. So, again, you know, a couple years ago, Roberto went into the Latino Hall of Fame. You know, we all saw that on the MLB Network, how all the Latino greats were there to embrace him and invite him into the welcome him into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, I bet this is a little different because it's AAA, but, you know, I'm very pleased and honored to be going into this Hall of Fame as well.
You should be. I'm telling you, this league is huge. It goes back a long way. Some great, great, great players. Lefty Grove came out of the International League as well for the Baltimore Orioles back in the 20s. Well, a pleasure having you on. We've got more to talk about because then you do get up to the big leagues.
That's
and we
right.
got more to talk about. Bam Bam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
Oh, very good. Boy, that was fun. More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.